It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me. It's been a while, but it's still me, your host, Joe Canale, and this is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Monday, December 16th. It might be one for tomorrow as well. As you may have noticed, we've been a little inconsistent on our recordings due to something that's even more inconsistent, a job for me. So I apologize that I have a job right now, but you'll have to suffer through the consequences. However, today the consequences are having to listen to this. So let's get to the jokes. As you may know, folks, last week former NBA Commissioner David Stern suffered a brain hemorrhage. Now, hospital officials were originally grim about his prospects, but he seems to be recovering. And in a touching tribute to his former commissioner, Kobe Bryant actually blocked Stern from being transferred to a better hospital. If you know NBA history, that's a pretty good joke. If not, we'll move on. In the NFL, last week, on Thursday, of course, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson broke Michael Vick's single-season quarterback rushing record. Now, unfortunately, Jackson still needs to murder 17 pit bulls to match another of Vic's notorious records. Fans in Oakland booed the hometown Raiders and threw trash on the field as the team lost its last home game before heading to Las Vegas next season. Now, after the game, Raiders coach John Gruden said, thank God we won't have to deal with a bunch of belligerent drunks in Las Vegas next year. He's never been there. All right, this is the third time I'm trying to record this joke. In what would finally, In what would likely be his final home start of his career, Eli Manning led the Giants to victory over the visiting Dolphins yesterday. After the game, Eli said he was happy to win, but he was even more excited by the fact that Coach told him he gets to go live on a big farm with plenty of bunnies in upstate New York next year. Coach lied, Eli. Only one college football game on the books. It was Army versus Navy. Now, Navy won easily, and President Trump attended the game. He said he had a good time, but he had a big regret in that he wasn't able to pardon any players who committed personal fouls during the game. In the baseball news, Madison Bumgarner agreed to a deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks this weekend. Bumgarner said the money was too good to pass up, and he's looking forward to helping a new team finish fourth in the NL West next year. In the college football, LSU star Joe Burrow won the Heisman Trophy in a landslide Saturday night. Now, Burrow broke down in tears several times during his acceptance speech, not due to the emotions of winning, but rather because it finally began to dawn on him that he'd have to play for the Bengals next year. Former teammate of Joe Burrow, Ohio State star Chase Young, said he plans to return to school for his senior season rather than enter the NFL draft where he'd be a surefire top five pick. It just goes to show you, they don't teach you a goddamn thing at Ohio State. Back to baseball. A fire broke out at the site of the Texas Rangers' new stadium this weekend. Another fire was also reported at the team's current stadium, but firefighters said it was just the remains of the team's 2019 season smoldering in a dumpster. And MMA star Colby Covington, who recently admitted that his over-the-top heel antics and professed love for Donald Trump are all part of a publicity stunt, well, he lost his title bid to Kamaru Usman via knockout on Saturday. Now, Usman reportedly caused so much brain damage with a punch that Covington is now supporting Trump for real. That's your Daily Sports Dump for today, Monday, December 16. I'm Joe Canale. Hopefully, I'll have time to get you some more jokes tomorrow. Wouldn't you like that? We'll see. Tune in to find out if that happens and come back and listen to us whenever we publish. At thesportsdump.com, we've got some archive material. I got to go. Have a good one. Bye.